for today's All Things Considered found recipe, we went to a hot place for a cool cocktail.
A great cocktail should be well-balanced and leave you feeling completely satisfied and better about your life than the second you sat down at my bar.
And that bar would be the Social Club at the Surfcomber Hotel in Miami Beach. Chad Phillips is considered by many to be one of the best bartenders there, thanks to his culinary and creative approach to mixing drinks.
Today I'm going to make the Beat Me in St. Louis cocktail, one of my favorite cocktails.
Beat Me in St. Louis. Beat as in...
Beat it!
Beat it!
Beat it!
Beat it!
No, just to clarify, that is B-E-E-T, as in the red vegetable, not beat, as in Michael Jackson's Beat It.
That's right, beets. They're not just for soup and salads anymore.
So this drink has a beet-infused beefeater gin, a little bit of Domaine de Canton ginger liqueur, some fresh-squeezed lemon juice, and a honey tarragon syrup. This cocktail was created for my fiancée on her first Mother's Day. It's kind of born from the start of our relationship when we bonded over our love of beefeater martinis and cooking beets in our kitchen. And so for her first Mother's Day, I really wanted to encompass our relationship in a glass. And so I took some fresh red beets, skinned them, peeled them, put them in a jar with beefeater gin, and I let that sit for about 3 days. And then I had this beautiful beet gin and no idea really what to do with it. So I went to kind of my Bible, the Flavor Bible, which lists, it's essentially a cookbook that lists all of the flavor pairings of different ingredients and how they go together. I started looking through that, what goes well with beets. Turns out ginger goes really well, honey goes really well, lemon juice, tarragon. And it turns out all of these flavors really worked well together. And so I took the gin to my bar, and believe it or not, my first try, I nailed it. It was a perfect drink. And so I went home that night and I made it for my fiance, and she loved it. And because of that, it's one of my favorite drinks I've ever created. And now that we've strained it in, we're going to finish it off with a garnish, which is 2 tarragon leaves. And to really bring out the aroma, we're going to place them in our palm, and we're going to give them a nice hard smack. And then we're going to lay those on top of the drink just to really put those aromas in your nose as you take your first sip. And just kind of coat your entire mouth with happiness and just all the way down. It's just beautiful.
And if you can't get to Miami or just want to try this at home, you can find Chad Phillips' recipe for his Beat Me in St. Louis cocktail on the Found Recipes page at npr.org.
You'll also find details about our Taste of Summer contest there. We're looking for recipes for summer food and drinks you just can't do without. Those recipes don't have to be original, but the stories behind them should be true and interesting, even laugh-out-loud funny.
We don't ask for a whole lot, do we, Robert?
No.
Type it all out at npr.org, click on Contact Us, and please make sure Taste of Summer is in your subject line.